Our good friend, the senior baseball writer, a wonderful columnist as well, and that is Barry Bloom, who's, first of all, we're going to talk about what you're doing these days, which you got a new gig coming up, but what do you think about Arrieta going to the Phillies?
I think it's kind of a surprise signing to me. I mean, I would think Arrieta would have rather have gone to a team that has a chance to win this year. I mean, Philly could be one of those surprise teams, you never know, but I doubt it. I mean, I think he would have fit in very well with the Giants. He would have fit well with the Yankees.
Brewers.
The Brewers. I'm not sure why the Phillies, but, you know, the whole free agent market is really starting to sort itself out finally.
Yeah, I wonder what, and Matt, you'll let us know what the terms are. I'd like to hear what, because with Boris, you know, the why he lasted so long was, you know, he wanted this tremendous contract, velocity's down, 34 years old, and all this stuff. So we'll have to see what the numbers are. Very good. Barry Bloom with us. Of course, Barry, a regular with us down here in spring training each Sunday. You've got something new coming up. Well, what's coming in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I just signed a contract yesterday with Forbes.com. I'm going to write sports baseball columns and baseball business columns for them on a regular basis. And it's sort of like I can write as much as I want. I can pick my topics. There's a lot of freedom to it. It's a great outlet. And I'm thrilled and looking forward to it.
Good. So it's Forbes.com.
We look Forbes. It up. Forbes.com.
Oh,
right.
Beautiful. Very good.
And, of course, I'll put it out on my Twitter account, just like I do with all my other stuff.
Very good. Barry Bloom. All right. Now, you've been on this story just about all this spring. You've been our sort of ear to and eyes to Ohtani.
Ohtani Whisperer.
Yeah, Ohtani the Angel. And now Ichiro is back, another Japanese player, is back in the news, 44 years old. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. So bring us up to date on Ohtani, because he had a rough outing. And then what do you think about Ichiro with Seattle?
Well, just simply on Ohtani, I mean, I think it's getting to the point where after, you know, four pitching outings and two B games where he really hasn't, I think he's let up something like 10 runs in 8 innings. He just really hasn't pitched well. And if you watch him mechanically, he's having trouble locating pitches and getting balls up in the strike zone. And I guess it recently in the game against, this last one was against the Tijuana Toros, the Mexican League, you know, AAA team, and he just got hammered. 6 runs and 6 hits in 3 innings. So I think you have to get to a point here where if I'm the Angels, you have to worry about, is this guy going to be ready, or are we going to have to send him down to the minor leagues on opening day?
What are the odds of that? Holy cow.
Well, it's interesting. A friend of mine, Jim Allen, who works for the Kyoto paper, he's an expat who writes for an English-speaking paper in Japan. He was just here a little bit, and I've dealt with him a lot over in Japan. We talk a lot about Ohtani, and he said at the winter meetings, he told people there was a chance he was going to start in the minor leagues, and nobody wanted to listen. Because, you know, think about it. I mean, he's 23 years old. He's adjusting to a new mound. He's adjusting to a new ball size. Last year, he pitched only 25 innings because of injuries, and he had only 200 bats. And he's lost at the plate. I mean, I'm sure you saw the video of Kershaw freezing him the other day with an outside curveball. And he looked bad against Zach Godley with the Padres, too, swinging through two curveballs to strike out on Tuesday, I think it was. Huh. So, I mean, it's been a rough go for him.
Wow.
He's 1-11 at the plate. He really hasn't hit the ball very hard. You know, so on both areas, he's struggling.
Wow, interesting. Great report. I've loved having you on. We're following this Ohtani story. Who knows where it's going to go next, but I never would think that he'd be in the minors, but maybe so.
And Ichiro just... To touch on that briefly,
yeah.
You know, I think I worry for Ichiro because if he doesn't hit, as soon as their injured players come back in April and May, they're going to wind up waiving him. And I think that it's going to be such a shock to his system for that to happen to him. He's really setting himself up to fail. I mean, he's been hanging on really here for years. And, you know, he got through the 3,000 hits. Miami used him part-time last year as a pinch hitter, and he did very well as a pinch hitter. But, I mean, really, at 44, he doesn't have very much left. And why put yourself into the situation where, you know, you wind up being embarrassed?
Let me tell you why. Because he is a Mariner, and he has come home for the final hurrah. And look, they did it to Phil Rizzuto. They've done it to all these great players over the year.
I understand it.
So he's home as a Seattle Mariner, and if it happens during the year and he has to go out, he will go out in a tremendous celebration. But he goes out as a Mariner, so he's home.
Well, remember,
so I think that's why.
It also happened that way to Griffey Jr. He went back from Chicago. They traded. He went back to Seattle, and they wound up cutting him, and he retired in the middle of the season, too.
No, I'm with you. No, I think so. Hey, what about the Padres? They are here today, and, you know, I gave the lineup, and, you know, you spent a lot of your time in San Diego as well. But, you know, you look at the Padre lineup. I'll just say it for the fans here. Margot, Perella, Will Myers, Hosmer, Renfro, Headley, Hedges, Galvis, and Spangenberg. And, you know, you think on a travel team, there'd be names you didn't know. We know all these names. Well, what's going on with the Padres?
Well, I mean, basically, this looks like what, you know, Andy Green could put out as his opening day lineup at this point.
Yeah.
So they're obviously getting to the juncture where with the regular players,
that's what the
they're
Giants,
figuring it out.
Let me say this before you comment. That's exactly what the Giants have to do. And, you know, talk to Brian Sabian and different people around the ball club. They got to get their team on the field. Well, and now the Padres obviously have their team on the field today.
Right. And the two guys who, you know, are not on the field today, who I've seen a lot this spring and seen a lot in fall league and even before, are Tatis and Urias, you know, are shortstops. And Urias is a little bit ahead of Tatis. Tatis is only 19 years old, and he played, finished the season at Double-A. I think Urias will probably go to Triple-A and Tatis to Double-A this year. But they're both young, phenomenal players. I mean, Urias is really a great fielding shortstop. You know, Galvis at short for them is really a stopgap. I mean, so the question then becomes, what do they do with their starting rotation? And the last I talked to Andy Green about it is that they don't know.
No.
I mean, there's still a lot of time for them to figure it out. They've got one really solid front-of-the-line rotation guy in Clayton Richard, and the rest of it is kind of up in the air at this point.
Yeah, that's what's holding them back. But it is Perdomo today. We've seen him seen him a bunch of times. We'll wrap it up with this. Yankees-Red Sox. All I have to do is say Yankees-Red Sox. What's going on?
Well, I just think it's going to be a monster season for both of those teams. You know, once the Red Sox signed J.D. Martinez and gave him the bat in the middle of the lineup that they were lacking last year after Ortiz retired, I mean, it makes them a very formidable team. They've got a formidable pitching staff considering how David Price does when he comes back this year, you know, with Sale, and does Porcello have a better year? You know, they've got a closer in Kimbrel. You know, the Yankees are much vaunted. So, you know, they seem to have settled their starting rotation with Sabathia and Severino and Tanaka. They just said Jordan Montgomery is going to be their number five. They've got a terrific bullpen. You know, their starting lineup is stocked. There's not like a dead wood in that lineup, and there's going to be some more young players in it. So I think that race is going to be an incredible race between those two
teams.
We're
going to see enough to last us a lifetime. Believe me, of Yankees Red Sox.
We always do.
I know, but this year they will not be able to stop themselves from putting it on every day. So you got those two, you got Cleveland and Houston, and that's the American League pretty much. That's the deal.
And see what the Angels do because, you know, they've
stocked up too. Well, the Ohtani story. And the Ohtani story
right.
Will be fun. Hey, great to have you with us. Congratulations on Forbes.com.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So we'll see you hopefully next weekend. I'll be at Salt River next weekend if you're around next Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll make sure
I'm
there.
Terrific. All right, that is Barry Bloom. Check him out, Forbes.com.